listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
And thank you for joining us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. In our second segment this afternoon, we are going to have the Vice President of Gospel for Asia, Danny Yohannan, on the phone with us. Danny, thank you so much for taking the time to join us this afternoon.
Well, it's my privilege. Thank you for having me.
Well, you've got a massive ministry, Danny. I mean, not only are you ministering to countries that have millions and millions of people, but you guys have... God has just blessed the ministry of Gospel for Asia incredibly. And I think one of the reasons is because you do these, I call them fun campaigns, but they're so practical and they're so helpful. You're right now in the middle of the Gospel for Asia Critter campaign. Tell us what that campaign is all about.
You know, the heart of Gospel for Asia has always been to be able to know Christ more, but then to make him known. And I think that really does summarize the Christian life, and the purpose of life is to know Christ more, but then to make him known. And through the Critter Campaign, it's the opportunity during this Christmas season to use what Christ has done in coming in flesh, the incarnation, Christmas, to present Christ's love tangibly, practically to people around the world who are impoverished and desperately in need of help. And so what Gospel for Asia does is we provide different life-changing gifts like sewing machines or mosquito nets to keep people from getting malaria, or water buffaloes, chickens, goats, pigs. These animals and these different items can really make a difference in someone's life, either by helping them to start like a micro business or a micro farm, to be able to provide food for the table, for their children, to bring life change. And it's all done in the name and love of Christ. And this is a chance for us to celebrate Christmas in a real, tangible, practical way.
Danny, I appreciate you sharing that very much. And I want to ask this question delicately, and I hope you don't mind me going off script for just a second. But there are things that Americans, and I'm going to categorize myself in that way, there are things that Americans don't understand about what's going on in countries where there is a lot of poverty. I guess sometimes we call that the third and fourth world. I don't use that. I just see that there are people that are starving and don't have a way to sustain life. And you come in and you not only share with them the love of Christ and the gospel, but you're also providing them these practical gifts, literally in the form of a Christmas gift that's going to help to sustain their families. Tell me what you think Americans need to know about these countries that we don't know right now.
You know, I think it's one of those just, you know, realities where many of us have not traveled outside the United States, or we have not traveled to either developing countries or countries where we are faced with the reality of people that are in need. It does happen within our country, and there are many people within our own country, and I appreciate so many of the ministries who are ministering to people who in our own country are in great need. But unless you actually go purposefully and serve in a soup kitchen, or you work among the homeless on the street, it's something that seems so far away. It's kind of in the movies. It's not something that really hits home practically. Unless we make a real strong effort to embrace compassion in our heart, and it begins really with prayer, praying along with, you know, others and saying, Lord, would you fill my heart with compassion, break my heart with the things that break your heart, because that's what Jesus did. When he saw the crowds, he was moved with compassion. So on one side, we can't really fault anyone for not understanding. It's not, you know, it doesn't make sense. But on the other side, just because it's not right in front of us, just because we don't see it every day, doesn't mean it's not happening. Where you literally have millions and millions of people who are impoverished, suffering, dying, and they have no hope and no life because they are either trapped in bonded labor, the sex trade, or their economic situation is just unbelievable. And for many, like, for example, over 100,000 children on the streets of some of these major cities in South Asia, what do you do? I mean, these kids literally don't even know who their parents are. You have farmers by hundreds during drought seasons committing suicide because they can't provide for their families anymore. It's because of lack of rain. then you have flooding happening where these families lose everything because of floodwaters. So it's just the dynamics are so varied, but the answer is the same when we come in and able to help them understand that we love them and that Christ loves them. And there are many who are helping and praying for them, and to lift them up on their own feet, not give a handout, but something where they can have dignity and they can have honor and they can actually provide for their family, changing the individual, the family, and the community. And that's what the Christmas Catalog, the Critter Campaign, is all about that we do.
Danny, can you give us the information about how our listeners can go to a website and find out about the Critter Campaign?
Yeah, you know, I think the easiest way is for people to go to your own website there. I think it's knkt.com. Yep. And to click on the banner, there's the Critter Campaign banner that'll take you right to the page that has all the different items that you can see, learn about. There's videos you can watch. What we do with our kids is we don't just as parents, you know, hey, we're going to buy a couple of things, you know, for Christmas for some families, but we try to use it as an opportunity to help our children understand what it means to pray and give. Because God has blessed us, let's help someone else to know that they're loved also. And so we use it as a fun opportunity. Let them pick out the chickens or goats or whatever so that they get to do this. And so I think it's really important for the kids and grandkids to be able to be part of a family effort for making this Christmas tangible and practical. And you know, if the kids want to, they can use their own, you know, piggy bank money to help with this and help them to understand what it means to use what God has blessed us with to bless others.
Danny, I'm again going off a script, but I'm imagining that you got to have a big warehouse or farm somewhere like Noah's Ark filled with all these animals so that you can deliver them as they're purchased for people. That's got to be a big endeavor just to manage that.
Yeah, you know, we have a factory where we clone all these animals and we you know, send them by hot air balloons over
there. You go.
Actually what we do is all these items, whether they are buffaloes, chickens, or sewing machines, mosquito nets, some of the items, we go to the local factories and we purchase in bulk in the areas where we are distributing these items. And so, you know, we don't have to transport anything from overseas. It's all local. It's all the farm animals are from those different farms in different places. And so, you know, what you're doing is you're actually stimulating the economy in those local areas. You are purchasing items that are built by their own country, can be sustained, the animals are from those own places. So you're not dealing with immigration and customs and all these different things, which would be impossible anyway to do.
Yes.
It's as these items are being, purchased by individuals around the world, then those animals and different items are, purchased on that side. And then with the help of the local leadership of the village or the town or the city, because the leaders in those areas know every single family, and we want to know who are the ones in the greatest need, because we don't live in those areas a lot of times. And so with their help, we actually are able to distribute to the right individuals, right families, the right kids, and be able to help change lives in that way.
It's amazing. Danny, over the past several years, hundreds of thousands of families have received Christmas gifts and heard the message of Christ's love, all for the very first time through Gospel for Asia. Do you have maybe one story you could share how a family was affected and blessed by one of these gifts?
Absolutely. You know, you're right. There's literally hundreds of thousands of families every single year that are blessed and encouraged by these different items. And, you know, very often, you know, when someone receives something like a buffalo, for them, that's like a tractor. That's like giving a giant tractor to someone who has a farm. And they'll weep and they'll cry and they'll say, why are you doing this? And we tell them it's because the love of Christ and because we love you. But one of the stories that just, you know, really highlights how the Critter Campaign and the Christmas gift catalog really makes sense is one lady received a sewing machine. And this is the old kind of old timey cast iron sewing machine, Singer sewing machine, foot powered pedaled, you know, sewing machine. A lot of these places don't even have electricity. And so she got the sewing machine and she became a tailor in that village, you know, repairing and mending clothes and sewing clothes. And she made enough money from that little business to actually hire five other ladies. And then she was able to rent the room next door for her husband to start a barber shop. And so you can see one sewing machine impacted six families to help them and lift them out of their situation. And that is true for all these different gifts where people's lives are literally being changed. Even if it's just providing clean water in a village, you're literally talking hundreds and thousands of people's lives being impacted by one single gift of a Jesus well or a biosand filter being placed in a family's home. And so, you know, every single gift makes a huge difference, and it has lasting impact on these lives and the communities.
We are on the phone with Danny Yohannan. He is the Vice President of Gospel for Asia. And we hope you'll stay with us on ABQ Connect. Danny, I hope you can stay with us one more second. We got to take a quick break to say thank you to some of our sponsors, and we'll be right back. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Hi, this is Grandpa Miguel.
And this is Stella Diaz from Monroe's.
And this is Ava. From our family to yours, we want to wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And don't forget to visit us at our new location on 4th and Mountain this December.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Did you know the Medicare annual enrollment period began on October 15th and runs through December 7th? Medicare can be complicated. That's why Medicare Choices is here to help. They're an independent agency representing the Medicare insurance companies that strive to put your health needs first. They offer all the different Medicare plans that you've been thinking about, and consultation with local personalized service is free of charge to you. Visit their website, MedicareInsuranceSavings.com, or give them a call, 888-345-4942.
Most people dream of a white Christmas, but this year, John Thomas Jewelers is hoping for a snowy New Year's. If it snows just 1 inch or more on New Year's Day, your jewelry purchase this Christmas season is absolutely free. Tennis bracelets, earrings, even diamond engagement rings, you name it, it could all be free. For details and to see our amazing selection and prices, visit the store at 2440 Louisiana Boulevard Northeast on the third floor of the Lewis University building. This could be your very Merry Christmas indeed.
Hey, I need to get in shape. I'm tired of the way I feel.
Then Designer Body's world-class gym is for you. They are family-owned and operated, and their passion is to lead by example while empowering you to achieve your absolute personal best. The professionals at Designer Body's world-class gym offer gym memberships, personal training, and nutrition management in an atmosphere of fitness, faith, and fellowship. For more information, call 899-1700. That's 899-1700. Or visit us at our website, www.designerbodies.com.
This Christmas, think of Matthew 20:28. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and to give his life as a ransom for many. Following his example, we first serve our customers, employees, and community. Quality service and community. Merry Christmas from all of us at Duke City Ready Mix.
Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Matthew 7:12. Hello, Scott Simpkins from Petrie Buick GMC and Petrie Kia. That's one of my favorite verses. It reminds us how to treat others, to be kind, respectful, and honest, among other things. That's a core value at Petrie. We love helping customers and always do so in the same manner we would want to be treated. If you have any automotive needs, including service, I invite you to stop by Petrie Buick GMC or Petrie Kia on Eagle Ranch Road across from the Cottonwood Mall.
This is Buck Buckner, owner of the Raintone Car Spa with four Albuquerque locations, including our newest at Sevilla and Coors. From my family and the entire Car Spa staff, may the holiday season and reason fill your home with joy, your hearts with love, and your life with laughter.
This Christmas, you can give a poor family in Asia something practical, like a water filter, a sewing machine, or a goat. When your family sends one of these gifts to a poor family in Asia, your gift gives help and gives hope. With a sewing machine, a mother can make clothes to sell. With a water filter, a family will have uncontaminated water. With a goat, the family can sell milk and cheese and start a small business. Most importantly, when Gospel for Asia presents these gifts from your family to a poor family in Asia, you open the door to share the good news about Jesus.
Call 855-572-4628. That's 855-572-4628. Or go online to knkt.com. Click on the Christmas Critter Campaign. That's online at knkt.com.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
The Vice President of the Gospel for Asia, Danny Yohannan, on the phone with us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. Danny, thanks so much for holding. We'll have another 10 or 15 minutes with you here. And I want to now make sure our listeners know how to find all about the Christmas Critter Campaign for Gospel for Asia. If our listeners will go to knkt.com, there is a banner that says Christmas Critter Campaign, and you click there, and it'll take you to all the amazing information. So, for example, to buy a lamb for a family is $65. And again, Danny, that lamb can have a major impact on a family, right?
That lamb can have a major impact because they can harvest the wool. Those little lambs, when they grow up and become sheep, I mean, you can end up starting a sheep farm, which end up providing food. It provides money if you sell it. There's been many reports of people that received goats or chickens or lambs, and you know, they were able to actually share with their neighbors and others what God has blessed them with. And so every single one of these items is a life-changing gift in some way, and somehow it does make a difference. And you know, people are extremely blessed and encouraged, and they just can't believe that they're getting something so tangible and practical. Some of these items, they thought they would never receive their entire life, but yet someone has made it possible for them to have this wonderful, wonderful Christmas gift.
Well, it's an amazing story. And Danny, we've been talking about people that are blessed with these gifts, but we both know that people that give these gifts are also really blessed. Do you have a story about maybe one of those you could share with us?
You know, I know that there are, you know, many families who purposely make it their yearly tradition to go to get the Christmas catalog or the, you know, go on the website and to, as a family, you know, give gifts to these poor families, and they do that kind of like drawing names, where they, you know, everyone gets to pick something from the gift catalog, and on behalf of one of their family members or their friends, they actually give a gift to someone else, because they know that's going to be something impactful, not like just, you know, another tie that they're not going to wear or something that's going to end up on the shelf. And it is a different way of thinking, but it is something that Christ has called us to, and I know many families who have done that, especially with their grandkids and their children, where they really try to bring the meaning of Christmas, you know, home to the family and try to make it real. You know, I jokingly tell people, you know, if you don't like someone and you really have to give someone a gift, you know, buy a goat on behalf of them or something, and just, you know,
yeah,
tell them, sorry, I couldn't get you a present, but I got someone else a goat on your behalf. I mean, it can be fun. I know there are several people that, you know, they look at a water buffalo, which is a pretty large animal, and they can't maybe afford the entire water buffalo, but, you know, one person pitches in for a hoof, another person gets a tail, another person, you know, gets a horn and an ear, and together, five, six people, seven people get together, and they purchase a buffalo or a Jesus well or something that really is a larger item, but does make a huge difference in the family or in other people's lives. But I think the most impactful thing is, like what Christ said, is what you have done to the least of these, you've done to me. And whatever we do in the name of Christ for those who are in need, it does make a difference in our own life. It changes our own hearts. It's a little bit like what C.S. Lewis said, particularly about prayer. You know, prayer changes me. When I pray, it changes me in my own life.
Yes. What opportunities do individuals have to be involved in the true meaning of Christmas through the Critter Campaign, Danny?
You know, I think there are several ways other than just only giving. Of course, that is a main push for the Critter Campaign, is to be able to have these different, you know, items like chickens and lambs and goats, pigs, mosquito nets, fishing nets, tin roofs, all these different things. But I would really encourage people to take the opportunity to pray. That is one thing that all Christians can do, and we should be doing, is, God, would you please open the door for more people to hear about the true meaning of Christmas this year than ever before. That is what we should be doing. And maybe God will open the door for us to walk across the street and tell our neighbors. Maybe God will open the door up for someone else across the world to hear about the good news through Christmas. I think also people should be using their social media platforms to let people know about the Critter Campaign and let people hear something good. I mean, social media, unfortunately, is just a whole bunch of bad news piled on top of other bad news that everyone hating. And I think this is a chance during this Christmas season to actually present something that brings hope and healing to people's lives. I think the practical thing is to go to, you know, the page. And if people, like you said, if they go to knkt.com and click on the Critter Campaign banner from Gospel for Asia, they can go through each of those items and see how practically someone can be helped through these different items. I mean, for example, it may not make sense, but a mosquito net can literally be life and death for someone living in an area filled with malaria. One of my friends, he got malaria 17 times, and the doctor said, if you get it one more time, it's going to probably permanently damage you. And so, you know, the doctor's saying you either need to move out of the area or sleep in a mosquito net constantly. And so these mosquito nets are literally life-changing, especially for little children. And so each of these items, from Jesus wells to goats to chickens to outdoor toilets to bicycles, really do make a difference in these individual lives.
Oh, I can absolutely see how that is. I want to go to one item on the list that I guess I don't view this so much as a present, but maybe it would be easy for somebody of substantial financial means to help you with this. I know Gospel for Asia has planted many churches and trained many pastors throughout India, for example. You've got an item here that $10,000 to $40,000 to actually build a church building. Have you done many of those?
You know, there are many church buildings that have been built over the years. You know, we connect with our field partners, and the reason why the pricing kind of fluctuates between those two is because it depends where the church building is and what the materials are. Some places, the whole church is made of bamboo. Other places, like in the tops of the Nepal mountains, you have to carry all the items, all the rocks and beams, all the way up to the mountainside. And other places in, you know, floodplain areas, and so you have to build them on stilts. And so the different churches require different types of materials. But, you know, having a place of worship where the believers come together is one of the most significant opportunities that someone in their lifetime, if they can ever be part of, is so, so important. It's important that people hear about Christ. It's important that they turn their lives over to Him. But it's also important that they're established in the church. They're established in learning God's word, but also be rooted in the church and knowing what it means to follow Christ practically and to worship Him. I would encourage people, or even a group of people, or, you know, a church, if they could get together and make this happen, to be able to build a church building. It's one of the most significant opportunities that someone can have.
And Danny, as you talk about this, I mean, that's obviously much more expensive than buying a lamb, but also provides a lot more than just a church facility. Don't they use churches and things in these third world countries for hospitals and schools? And the building is really used a lot more than just for worship services.
You know, during the flooding seasons, you know, you find that all the schools are shut down and used pretty much almost like refugee camps, in a sense, for flood victims. And many times our churches are used for places where food is distributed to those in need during earthquakes and tsunamis and floods and droughts. And that happens quite a lot, where not only is it a place of worship, but it's also a place of security and shelter, and helping the poor in the entire community. So it is a multi-purpose opportunity, not just for the worship center, but it is a major opportunity for the believers to gather for worship, especially if they're used to sitting under a tree or out in the open to worship, and then they have to deal with the rains and the you know, the weather. And so, just like you said, it is one of the things that is used very much for all kinds of different things, and it really does benefit a lot of people.
Danny, you really, for all intents and purposes, were raised with Gospel for Asia. So now you're the vice president. That's a huge responsibility. Tell us a little bit about you and your call to the ministry.
You know, I grew up in the ministry. Of course, my parents, you know, founded the ministry, and the ministry began really with a small prayer meeting in my parents' living room. And from that small prayer meeting, what they were praying for is, God, please lead us and guide us so that we can know the direction that you want us to go in. And from that small prayer meeting that happened on Tuesday, many years ago, about 40 years ago, you know, God has raised up Gospel for Asia to literally be one of the most impactful ministries around the world. Most people don't realize this. We put more clean water projects in than anyone else in the entire world. We just are kind of busy doing ministry. We don't talk about it much.
Wow.
But the, you know, growing up in the ministry, has been a huge privilege. It's been challenging, but it's also been a huge privilege to be able to follow in my parents' footsteps and watching them go through difficult times and good times and learning what it means to be consistent and stable in ministry and to not give up when things are difficult. And I praise God for the example that my parents have given to me and my sister and that we have the chance to serve. And you know, my heart has always been to be able just to serve in whatever God would have me to do. I originally thought that I would be helping in kind of doing radio engineering and just, you know, helping with our radio studios.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, whatever God had before me, I just said, okay, this is what you want. I'll do this. And so I think it's been a huge privilege, you know, even though, you know, I grew up in the ministry and kind of had part in it. You know, I try never to take anything for granted and to see it always as a privilege that God has given to me.
Danny, do you think your obviously profound knowledge of poverty situations and things in other parts of the world has kind of balanced out your walk as you've struggled with or worked through your own faith and your relationship with God?
No, I think growing up in the East and the West has given me a very unique perspective because I see the really good and the really difficult in the West, and I see the really good and the really difficult in the East. And I can understand things from probably both sides of the world from a different perspective. I think the one thing that I have learned from my parents and also just over the years is never to be ungrateful for the blessings that God has given to us. And so someone that is born in an affluent nation, someone that is born with a lot of resources should never be ashamed of that and should never feel bad that God blessed them with that.
Amen.
At the same time, they should be looking for opportunities to use those blessings to bless others. I mean, that's just the way it works. And at the same time, someone that is you know, blessed by God not to have all those resources, should see that as an opportunity to walk and trust God by faith, equally trusting God and giving what they can. And I think that has been
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.